Hi, Luis. Are you home?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me do this. Company name is Sunnyside Construction. That's how you want it to read, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the address associated with the business? Is it the 707 23rd Street in Dickinson? Okay.
Yes.
Is that your home address by chance?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. Okay. So that it doesn't appear on Google. Okay.
Okay.
And then for your services, okay, what would you like me to list? What are the services that you want to be found for?
Man, I'm trying to,
Well, like, do you do remodels? I just need a few because during your client interview, you can give more. So obviously you're a general contractor. Let me go back here.
But yes, just general inside, I guess you can hear
remodels, bathroom,
but
kitchen remodels.
Yeah, kitchen, bathroom and kitchen remodel. That's the main.
Okay, perfect.
Main,
just residential or commercial too?
I don't want to put too much where.
It's okay.
What do you think?
It's up to you. I don't have to put anything. I just always like to ask what your preference is.
No, don't put commercial. I don't want to go.
I'm going to put residential only. Yeah, and it's your preference. It's not, we're not going to say, oh, you can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, what are your hours of operation? Are you 7 days a week or?
What do you mean?
Like, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Oh, no, every day.
7 days a week. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and when you and I talked, you were covering a 20-mile radius. Is that still the same for you? 20 miles?
No more than that.
Okay. Are you licensed and insured, or are you still in the process?
I'm in the process, so go ahead and put that on there.
Good for you. Do you have any, registration or LLC?
No.
Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Whatever's easy. Whatever's more convenient for the
is it easier for you to do? No, I'm saying if we're communicating with you, local slash, do you prefer that we call and text?
Text or call, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what we're going to do is we're going to assign a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, and this is going to help you know what calls are actually coming from our program. It's also a way to, I'm not going to say that the spam calls are going to completely stop, but it's going to lessen them with having the tracking number. Okay?
Okay.
And that doesn't cost you anything, just so you know. Okay? All right. And then you are so welcome. And then you don't have a Facebook page created yet, right?
No.
Okay. You have a personal Facebook?
I do.
Okay. So what you're going to do is we're going to use your personal Facebook page to create the one for your business. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how they're created. So this way you have access to it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then what are you under? Just Luis Rodriguez?
No, actually.
What you could do is this. You know what's better, Luis? You could send me a picture when I text you right now. You're going to send me a picture of your Facebook page, and we'll look for it. Okay?
Where?
I'm going to text it to you right now. I'm going to text you our customer service number. I want you to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you always have our phone number. Give me 1 second. Okay, I sent it. It should be coming any second now.
Save
the 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. Because I want you to, like, never lose our phone number. That's why okay. I'm asking you to save it. And you can reply back to that text with a picture of your Facebook page. So this way I know how to find you. Okay?
What's the number?
877-635.
Uh-huh.
6225.
Okay.
Okay? Did you get my text message?
Yes, it says if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, perfect. All right. And then now let me see here. Now you have, do you have a business logo or do you want us to make you one?
I do have one.
You have pictures of your, of some of your work?
Like my business logo or
yeah. pictures of Do you have a business logo?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any pictures of any work that you've done?
Man, I can go through. I have to go through and find them.
That's okay. I'm just going to let them know that you have some. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then let me go here. Okay. Now, before I even process the transaction, I'm going to walk you through what we call... It's a voice verification recording. It's for your protection because I have you at a discounted rate, okay? What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. We're going to go over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. You pay monthly, okay?
Okay.
You can cancel at any time. Now, when I'm walking you through this, Luis, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this.
I already sent two pictures, okay?
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sony Stock Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Luis Rodriguez.
And what's your title? Are you the owner, the president?
Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number. Please make sure that you save that 877 number that I gave you as Local Splash under your contacts. Make sure that you save it. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? Now.
Okay.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Okay, I'm going to provide you a security question, and this security question is going to help you verify if the call is actually coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like? Your mom's last name before she got married, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Okay, my mom's last name.
What was her last name before she got married?
Arreola.
Arreola? Okay. Sí. Now, Let's say you get a call and you're not sure if it's us calling. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us. If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, some of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. And basically, Yelp is a directory. They specifically, what they do is they advertise you on their page and they do ads. If you are ever interested in that program, call me because I can get you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Yeah, let me explain it first. What I'm saying here is this. I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What I'm saying is that before you do, give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. I don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? So do you, as let me go back to it. Does that make sense? Like, just give us a heads up if you're going to do other marketing, just so that way we make sure it's not something we're already doing because we don't want you spending more money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so I'll explain it to you like this. Let's say, Luis, you were like, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, doing thumbtacks. You call us and you're like, hey, I'm just letting you guys know that I'm thinking of doing thumbtack. We'll tell you go for it because it doesn't interfere with what we're doing. But if you said, hey, I'm going to run Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do it, Luis, because we're already including that. We don't want you spending more money. Make sense
okay.
now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So going back. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Which means?
That you agree to let us give us a heads up before you do other marketing to make sure it's not something we're already doing. Do you agree to let us know?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm loyal. I'm not gonna.
I know. I believe you. Okay. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay. Now, some of these might not apply to you. Okay. But I have to say it. These may include a business license or business insurance or registration for the business or any other documents for Google business verification. So I'll send you a list, like you'll send us pictures of your tools, your vehicle that you use for work, send us a picture. Do you have business cards that you hand out?
I don't.
Okay. If you have anything that kind of shows like anything about like the business that'll show, you know, your business, then those are things that we'll ask you to send us, right? Some of these items you might not have, and that's okay. You're going to send us what you can, okay? Now, we kindly ask you to get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Because failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame, it could result in delays or suspension of your account with us.
So
do you agree?
What do I need to do again? What paperwork do I need to send you?
I'm going to send you a list. Okay, when we're done, I'm going to send you a list, and it's going to give you a list of items to send us pictures of, like pictures of your work tools or your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures, like if you do like receipts or invoicing, send us a photo of that, but not with your client's information on it, right? So you're going to send us what's on that list. There's going to be some items that you don't have, so you just send us what you can. Okay?
Okay.
But we do ask for you to get that information to us within the first 7 days because if you don't, it's going to delay it, right?
Okay.
So do you agree to get these items to us within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 18th, 2025. In the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Luis, this is a three-month verbal agreement. We're asking you to stick it out 3 months, okay? So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299, okay? This is a monthly recurring payment, so that means that every 18th is going to automatically charge the $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is that number that I asked you to save, okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you speak with a live representative to cancel. If you cancel within the first 90 days, okay, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you canceled after your second month, okay? Then there will be a $199 cancellation fee. If you cancel after the third month, there is no cancellation fee.
Okay.
Understood? Okay?
Yes.
Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, Luis, please make sure that you call 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense? So
yes.
If your billing date is the 18th, you know you got to call 3 business days before the 18th to cancel.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update this. Give me a second here. Luis, the card that you're using, is it just your name on the card? Or
yes.
Does it have the business name too?
No, it's my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
Luis Rodriguez Arriola.
Arriola. Okay. Luis, you spell it L-U-I-S?
Yes.
And Rodriguez is with a Z at the end, right?
Yes.
Arriola is A-R-R-E-O-L-A, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure I spell it correctly. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
I don't know it.
Did you forget it?
No, it's here. 4-6-1-0-4-6-1-2-3-2-7-8-2-3-1.
What were the last two? I'm sorry.
8-1.
When does it expire? The month and the year.
0-2-31.
02 of 31. Wow, that's way out there, huh? 31?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And what's the CVV code on the back?
037.
Okay. I'm going to be updating here, and then I'll process the payment. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? The client interview, it's going to take about 30 or 40 minutes, but I will block out an hour. It depends on how many questions and details you have, too, right? Is your schedule pretty open tomorrow so I can see what we have on the calendar?
No, it's the same thing, but I just don't like, especially whenever there's a lot of traffic over there where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably the same thing after 5:30, like right now.
Okay, let me see what I have available on the calendar. Mañana, I actually have, because you're 2 hours ahead of me, I think, right?
Yes.
Because you're in Texas. So I actually have a 5:30. Will that work for you? 5:30,
yes.
Your time? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do this, Luis. You're getting a bunch of text messages, so don't worry about that. I'll tell you which ones to open. I'm going to send you this invite. Tomorrow, we're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? You need to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. When we call you tomorrow, okay, the technician's going to call you directly because I have a doctor's appointment, so I won't be here to do the introduction. I'm so bummed. But when they call you tomorrow, I'm going to set up the reminder to remind you an hour before your interview tomorrow, when they call you tomorrow, okay? If you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? They will call you right back, okay? So just know that. Okay. So just make sure you answer the call. The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's going to be 2 messages that I need you to find. We sent it to your email and then a text message. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Oh, how do I do that?
Look in your text messages.
Look, let's find to get your Google info, verify Google. You got that one?
Yes. Okay, Luis, we don't have a 5:30. I do have a 5 o'clock. So what I would do is they're going to call you between 5 and 5:30. I'm going to ask them to please call you closer to 5:30. Okay.
Okay.
So tell me the ones that you see in your messages. I need you to find the receipt.
Local class, welcome. How are you? Your credentials for your client, username, password, good money.
It should be after that one.
If you have any questions, please call free local
staff. Not that one. What's the next one?
I don't have a next one.
Okay.
Verify Google.
Verify Google? Does that say about pictures?
Business profile verified. Google may require additional.
Yes. Okay. So that, remember I told you I'm going to send you a list of some of the items that we need pictures of. Remember, some of those you're not going to have, so you're just going to send us the ones that you do have. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now there's another one. It should have came before or after that.
Local slash help. That's it.
No.
My local slash help. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at 877.
No, I'll send it. I'm going to resend it to you. It's your receipt. Let me resend it. Give me 1 second. And I just sent your invite too. So let me go here.
Do you work from home or what?
Yeah, I work from home.
Okay.
Yeah. After COVID, everybody went home. Okay, I'm resending it to you. Yeah, I know I have an appointment right now, too, with a doctor, because I don't know if I told you I got 2 of my teeth pulled. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More pain medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you say you live?
I live in California, in Anaheim.
Okay.
You're like, where do you live?
Well, that's crazy because
that's where they
tried to give me with my, because that's the reason my card got canceled, because
somebody
in California, and I looked it up, I didn't know, like, where's this company? It's a jewelry company. And I said, I don't know where, and I looked it up, and it's in California. I was like, damn, man.
No way.
These people are here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, these people are so... Do you have a jewelry store?
No, I don't. I don't. No. You know what? I wear my costume jewelry. I don't wear my good stuff out in public. I wear my phony baloney jewelry.
There you go.
Did the receipt come through yet, Luis?
I don't see it, so no.
Check your email. Because I sent it to both. It'll say, hi, Luis. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to walk you through it. Okay. So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. It says your invoice is located below this email. Then the next sentence says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. The next sentence says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that. Okay.
Oh, then, hold on. You gotta do that again.
Okay.
So I click on that link, right?
Where it says, please click here, click on that.
Mm-hmm. And it says local splash service and experience.
Yep. That's exactly where I need you to go. Okay.
I want you.
Do you see where your phone number's at when you scroll towards the bottom? Okay.
Yep.
There's three boxes, and I'm going to explain each one that you're going to click on. You ready?
I don't see the...
You might have to turn your... Okay. No, before you type your name. Where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number, there's mm-hmm. a box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone number. You're saying that you agree to receive text messages from us.
I don't see it. Hold on.
Turn your phone sideways. The box is kind of light.
I wonder if it's... Directory, no, local, slash, Google business service profile.
Keep scrolling where your phone number's at. Right underneath of it, vas a ver que dice, I agree. It'll have your phone number there. And it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number.
No, this is...
It's almost to business. The very bottom.
Yeah. Since your name is Lewis, to agree, please, no.
It's right above that. It's right above it.
Terms and conditions located at... I acknowledge that I have read and understand and agreed to local services.
Yeah, pero no es esa parte. The one that I need you to see me on is right above it. It'll say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. I acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. I agree to receive SMS messages.
It's not where it says relevant ads, Inc., DBA, / terms and conditions.
You're going to keep scrolling down. I feel like you're in a wrong spot. Did you scroll all the way down where it says click here and type your name as seen?
No.
Okay. Keep scrolling down. All the way down.
No, because I'm all the way to 19, agency.
No. You need to get out. You click somewhere else. Go back. We'll start over.
No. I'm right here. It says mobile phone.
Okay, agency, mobile phone. Yes. What's underneath of it?
Does information it say, complete and accurate. Oh, there's two boxes right there. Information is complete and accurate. I acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring.
I need you. There's three boxes right before those sentences. I need you to click in the little cuadritos. It's kind of they're kind of hard to see. Yes. Now you see it. Okay, good. I was like, am I going crazy?
So what do I do?
Click on the three little boxes. The first box says that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says that you are saying, yes, it's your name on the card that you provided. And then the other one is saying that you are aware, you acknowledge that the payments are recurring, meaning every month. Okay?
But have you charged the money already or no?
Yeah. This is your receipt.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I don't see how much you charge.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Scroll up. And it's going to show you. Base product setup fee, $99. Local bundle, $199. Facebook, $100. Which your total initial cost is $398. Monthly after, $199 plus $100,
$299. Okay? Okay.
So you'll click on the three boxes. And then at the very bottom, Luis, you're going to type your name, Luis Rodriguez Areola. But not with accent marks.
Click here and type your name. Is that what you want me to click?
Yes, mijo, please.
And then what I do, just put my name in there?
Yeah, click in there and type your name as it reads there. Luis space Rodriguez space Ariola.
Okay. It's there.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. And so when you do that, it should open up a page telling you to put the username and password, right?
Yes.
Okay. Remember earlier when I sent you the phone number, you had your username and password that you were reading off?
Yes.
Okay. That's where you would use the username and password, is right here where you're looking at. I recommend for you to start logging in there within 5 to 7 days. My technician's going to walk you through it tomorrow,
What do I put before username? What is it?
I'm going to go over it with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your username is your phone number. No dashes. Just your phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your password. All lowercase. No capitals. And it's one word. Okay? Good money.
Okay.
And then you can log in. You're not going to see a lot right now, Luis, because my technician's got to create all of this. Okay?
Authorization in progress. Connect to Google without access to business for us so we can optimize it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't do anything there. Now, the last thing I want to share with you. Okay. We're going to start moving and we're actually going to start sending you notifications as these steps are being processed. Okay. 5 to 7 days, your Facebook business page is going to be already done and public. So are the directories that we're listing you on. And you can start logging in and tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website are live. So they can already see that. Okay? We always say in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google, that can always take, and I say this because it's what's written. Even when I see it happen sooner, okay? I'm going to tell you realistically, 60 to 90 days with getting you verified, creating your profile, getting it on the first page and managing it there. Even though I've seen it many times happen sooner, I prefer to give you that timeline because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? It could happen sooner, but I'm still going to stick to that timeline. Now remember, as these steps are being completed, we're going to send you notifications so this way you don't think we're just sitting back doing nothing. We're going to send you the website, so if you need changes made to it, let us know, so that way they can make the changes. So we're going to keep you in the loop as we're completing these steps. Okay? Got it?
Yeah. I really didn't understand. 90 days for what?
Okay. Between 60 to 90 days. That's the timeline that I give for us to get you verified on Google, create your Google business profile, optimize it to the first page, and for us to manage it there. Okay? I get that timeline no matter what, even when I've seen it happen many times, sooner. But because we also know that it's important, Louise, for you to get these calls as quickly as you can, is why we get you listed in the directories, your website, your Facebook ads, those will be live a lot sooner, so those could start generating phone calls for you. Okay? You sent me 2 pictures earlier, right?
Yes.
One of them says Sunnyside, y la otra was your Facebook, right? I just wanted to make sure. Okay, perfect. So that's pretty much like your logo, what you sent me?
Yeah. I won't be getting no calls from this in 3 months.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, okay, because you could get some calls, right? If someone's on Google looking up, let's say, bathroom remodel, and then they go to their Facebook page, they're going to get targeted with your ad on Facebook. They click on your ad and they call you, okay? I'm not saying you're not going to get any calls. What I'm saying is that because this all takes a process, so that's why I tell you, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is created and live. You're in the directories. Those can start generating phone calls for you. Okay. I'm not going to say that they're not. 7 to 14 days, they can already see publicly your website and your Facebook ads. Those can also generate phone calls for you. But with the first page placement on Google, because we got to get you verified, create that profile, we got to get it on the first page and manage it there, I will always tell you the timeline of 60 to 90 days. Even when I've seen some people where it's happened for them sooner, I'm going to still tell, I tell everybody the same timeline, because when it happens sooner for you, más contento you're going to be, right? But if I told you, oh, it'll be 30 days and day 31, you're on the first page, me vas a reclamar, right? Nadine, you told me 30 days and it's 31. Mm-hmm. So that's why I give the right timeline. As long as we keep open communication between our company and you, things will run smoothly. And you always answer your phone, so I don't see a problem with that. Okay?
Yes.
So, all right, Luis, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so super excited for you. Super excited. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. Okay? So tomorrow, don't forget, I'm going to send you that reminder an hour before your client interview, so that way you're aware that they'll be calling you, okay? Between 5 and 5:30 your time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions before I let you go, Luis, and enjoy your evening?
No. Hopefully everything looks like, man, see, I mean, I don't need a lot of like I say, I don't need a lot of work in the credit. You know,
you need something that's going to give you a return. As long as you're getting your money back, right?
I need something.
And you're
that,
making money? Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
More importantly, if I can make $300 a month.
If you make that back and more, even better, huh? Right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I think your work's more than $398, right?
No.
I would say, come into my bathroom if you're only charging that much. No, I'm just playing.
$299.
Okay, yes, $299 a month.
So, right. I mean, I just, like I said, I just hope it goes good and hopefully.
You know what I always say? Give us 1% of your trust. Let us earn the other 99%. Okay, that's what I say.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
All right.
Okay, Louis.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll talk to you tomorrow then, okay? So be waiting for that call. Okay, Louis.
Yes, okay.
Have a good evening. All right.
You too. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
You too. Yes.